two short ha'aris on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. Number one, we have the statement of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, who says, Halacha tzricha shitei machzekes rosho v'rubo v'shulchano, and this is Shitas Beis Shammai with the smallest possible size of a sukkah. We paskin that it has to hold your head, the majority of your body, and your table, which in those days meant a tray table, which was something very, very small. Now, this is a tiny, tiny sukkah. We're talking about the minimal shear for a sukkah being 7 by 7 tefachim by 10 tefachim tall. This is something which is virtually impossible for the average human being of the size that we grow to nowadays to enjoy being in at all. You have to be lying down on a slant with your head and your up to your waist on a lounge chair, you know, with your tray table between your legs, something which is virtually impossible to do. Nevertheless, this is the size that the Gemara gives, and this seems to be the way to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa. So Rav Zilberstein in the Chashukei Chemed asks, is this the actual halacha, or is there an inyan to try to make a bigger sukkah that you can fit your entire body into? So he quotes from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, his brother-in-law, and he says a very simple tzushtel to the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. He quotes in Siman Tafayin Beis Sif Tes and Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed, says that even though there is a din by Dalet Kosos that you're supposed to drink Rov Kos, L'chachila, there is a din that you should try to drink the entire Kos. So just like there is a din of drinking Dalet Kosos, try to drink the entirety of the Kos. So too, even though Rov Kos is enough, so too over here, there is an inyan to try to have your entire body inside the sukkah, not just a percentage of your body. Rav Yashiv seems to disagree, and he brought a raya that must be that even l'chadchila, you just have to have the majority of your body inside the sukkah. He says, because when everybody sits at a table, and they generally pull their chair close to the table, their feet and their legs are under the table. So only rove of their body is underneath the tzeil of the schach, and therefore it should be usher to sit with your feet under the table, l'chadchila. So he's arguing on what his son-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, said. Nevertheless, it seems obvious to anyone who understands the yisod of Teshu Kein Taduru that this is all a machlokes on an Iker Hadin level in terms of fulfilling the din of Teshu Kein Taduru and fulfilling the concept of doing mitzvos l'mahadrin, and there should be a nice sukkah and a beautiful sukkah that you want to be in. Obviously, the sukkah should be as big as it possibly can, that it's comfortable for an individual to enjoy and to try to live in for the duration of the yontif. One other point that comes up and is relevant to the Tosfos on this Amid. So Tosfos here discusses the idea when Beis Shammai says later on the Mishnah, I think it's on Chav Ches, where they say that Imkena Yisa Noig Lo Kiyanta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha, when someone has his table outside the sukkah, which we're afraid he's going to lean over and end up sitting outside the sukkah. So they said to the people they went to visit, the Ziknei Beis Shammai explained, if you would do this, you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah Sukkah in your entire life. Tosfos takes that statement literally and says, you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah Sukkah in your entire life, midaraisa. It's not just that, oh, midarabbanan, we made a takana that you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah, but midaraisa, of course you are. They say, no, even on a daraisa level, you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah of Sukkah. And this is a machlokes between Tosfos and the Ran in Arvei Psachim on the Mishnah that we quote at towards the end of Magid. Rabban Gamliel says, Kol Shalomer Shlosha Dvarim Elu Lo Yatzei Dechovaso. If someone doesn't discuss the reason for Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, he does not fulfill the mitzvah. So this is something that the Ran does not take literally. He says, of course you fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach Matzamar, of course you fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. That's not what Rabban Gamliel meant to say. Rabban Gamliel is just saying that Chachamim want you to discuss these topics in order to make the mitzvahs more meaningful. So midirabbanan, you haven't fulfilled what we want you to do, but of course Minatori, you are Yotzei. And similarly, the Ran says over here that of course, if your table was outside the sukkah, although we forbid this midirabbanan, if you did it anyway, you are definitely Yotzei on the level of Daraisa. And this, you know, has major nafkaminas in terms of, let's say a person decides he wants to take Dalet Minim on Shabbos, or he wants to blow the shofar on Shabbos. Even though the Chachamim forbade it, it's possible that Tosfos would say the reason you should not do this is that number one, you're violating the words of the Chachamim, and number two, you're not being Yotzei the Mitzvah anyway, because the Chachamim took away the Mitzvah d'oraisa, whereas the Ran would say, no, listen, we don't want you to do it, but if you were to do it, you would actually be in fulfillment of the Mitzvah Minatorah.